Perfect. Okay, so you started off on the Power Rangers on a TV show, and then you started doing movies, the Non-Miller Team movie and Cabin Fever. What was that like, the transition from TV to movie?
It's interesting. They're such different beasts, if you will. Really, when you're working on a TV show, you go to work every day, like any other job, and it's, you know, 14-hour days, it's long days, and I feel really blessed that I got to be a part of Power Rangers, and it's one of those things, like, while you're in it, you don't know how lucky you are, and then it's over, and you're like, wait, I want to keep going to work. So, you know, there was, as an actor, there's, like, gaps in work all the time, and I feel like, my next big thing was Not Another Teen Movie and then Cabin Fever, and the transition was, again, like, doing film and television is different, just in general, but I guess the roles were very different. I had more of a younger fan base on Power Rangers, and then suddenly I was, like, in, you know, on the cover of Maxim and doing that kind of stuff, and it changed. It definitely changed my world. I wasn't quite prepared for the effects of that. And not in a bad way, but just surprised.
Yeah. So, I see that you write books and you're on the Huffington Post. What's your writing process like? Because I know writing can take a while or take... Do you, like, do outline?
So... No, I'm more of, like, when my books, How to Eat Like a Hot Chick, How to Love Like a Hot Chick, and Live Like a Hot Chick, I wrote with a co-author, my friend Jody Lipper, and we were such a great team together because I sort of, like, spew out all kinds of crazy ideas, and she, like, edits them and hones them and, like, adds stuff, and, like, we just had this really wonderful balance. So I am more the type of person where... I wish I could say I outlined, but that would be a total lie. I just, like, have an idea. I feel it, like, from my stomach, and I just sort of, like, let it all out and then have to go back and, like, fix it.
Do you have anything, like, you're writing right now? Are you in the progress?
I do. I'm writing a couple, like, pitches for a television series. I don't know if you know, but I'm currently on a new Disney show, and so there's another Disney, like, show idea I have. Based off of a book my sister and my mother wrote. So I'm working on that, and I have a few other book ideas in the works and screenplays, and I've always got something cooking.
And then going back to your Disney show, I know that you play a mom of seven. What's that like? Because I read that you're from a big Italian family, and I can definitely relate to that.
Yay.
So, like, is that, like...
It's honestly been a dream. Like, it's been a... Like, a cry. I will cry. It's a dream role. I never knew. First of all, I always thought I would have seven kids, and I don't yet. So it's weird that I'm, like, doing this, and I have them in, like, different form. And we are, like, a real TV family. We love each other. It's, like, this beautiful bond. I really, like, care about all of them deeply. And I feel really lucky to be a part of such a great... production. Our writers are phenomenal. I'm getting to do some really fun comedy. I just love everything about it.
And your character is kind of on the quirky side.
Yes.
So do you relate to her at all, or is she just kind of like a whole new, like, no, spectrum?
I do. I feel like Susie Diaz is a part of me that I haven't gotten to explore yet until this role. As an actor, like, I think everybody sees me as, like, this different person, and but I definitely have this, like, really nurturing, overly maternal, kooky, crazy side to me that only my best friends know. And now, like, it's really fun to do it for the world.
Yeah, and that's, like, it's a perfect show because it is, like, a bunch of different personalities.
Yeah, so many personalities. Yeah.
So, with the new Power Rangers movie coming out, are you making a cameo? Are you allowed to
disclose that? I'm going to tell you, I wish I was making a cameo. I would have, like, given anything to do that. And I, like, at one point had my agents. I'm like, they're doing a Power Ranger movie. I want to be in this. But it never happened. They didn't even. Nobody called.
No.
So, but I, you know, I feel grateful to be a part of, like, I feel like being a Power Ranger is, like, an iconic kind of a thing. And it's a whole community of fans and actors. And so I support it.
And do people just, like, they relate you back to the Yellow Power Ranger, right? You're just kind of that, because that's such an iconic role, and it's just like the Power Ranger.
Yes, the Power Ranger fans are awesome, and they love it, and it is an iconic role. I'm like so lucky that I got to be that, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for you. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Do you mind if we get a picture?
Please. Okay.